Hi, I'm Libby Price, presenter of Country Today on the ACE Radio Network, and it's great to host a new podcast, which has been sponsored by Nutrisoil. It's called Next Generation Ag, powered by Nutrisoil. My co-host is Nutrisoil Director Nicola Maddock, and we'll be unpacking the biological solutions available to farmers in a world of increasing input costs and expectations to produce healthy, sustainable food. Join us as we explore the possibilities beneath our feet. And in our first podcast, episode one, let's take a look at what Nutrisoil is. Nicola, tell us, what does your Nutrisoil worm farm look like?
Thanks, Libby. Well, we have big rows of composting worms. If I can explain what they look like, they're 80 metres long, 3 metres wide, and can get up to 1 to 2 metres high. So they're very big ecosystems. And we have probably 20 of those on the property.
And this property is in southern New South Wales?
It is. It's in Barrandooda, just outside Orbi-Wodonga.
So that's a huge pile of worms. How do you manage them?
Well, we treat them very well. We feed them a really diverse diet, and we feed them straw and manure, soft rock phosphate, fish. The diversity is really important because just like humans, we need a diverse diet, so we have diversity of microbes in our gut. The worm is the same. So if we feed diversity of food sources, diversity of microbes come into the system. The worms then actually consume the broken down food that the microbes have broken down. So we want lots of fungi and bacteria breaking it down. Worms like really stinky things. And then a worm's gut is like a bioreactor. So it will cull the pathogenic microbes and it will excrete the beneficial ones, sometimes by a thousandfold. It doesn't always kill all the pathogenic ones because in nature we need a balance. But if you think of a worm's gut, it's like the best compost tea machine that you can possibly buy.
And therefore the best fertiliser you can buy.
Well, yes. If you think about a worm liquid and what it does to a plant, it does act as a fertiliser, it does act as a pesticide and a fungicide, but it's just about putting all of the pieces together so that it can function like that. I know that we are farming, so at times we need to use the tools in the toolbox, but yes, we have farmers at each end of the spectrum, and at the end of the spectrum where they're farming extremely biologically healthy soils, Nutrisoil is all they need.
And it comes in a liquid form?
Yes, so we sell it in mainly IBCs, but we also sell it in 25-litre drums. And I would say our biggest market is the WA Wheat Belt. And the reason that is because they have sandy soils and they have to increase their organic carbon. It's just not sustainable in that type of soil type to be constantly putting high input fertilisers in. In low rainfall, low carbon soils, you really need to build that water holding capacity, and Nutrisoil helps a plant do that because it increases photosynthesis, which is that whole organic matter story.
So you truck it all the way to Western Australia?
We do, yes. And it's only a couple of times a year, but it goes in B-doubles. We have looked at having a worm farm over there, but the economics of setting one up over there and having all of our expertise kind of split, it just didn't work out. So we looked at the whole sustainable idea of it, and it's just best that it leaves from us because it's always fresh as well. So we don't store it in shops. It's a live microbial product.
So how does the farmer spread it? Is it spread in a spreader or...?
Yes,
integrated in the soil?
It's the liquid mainly that we sell. We do sell the castings, but the liquid is just in any type of spray machine. You don't have to have one specifically for a biological product. As long as you've practiced good hygiene in your spray tank, you don't need any special nozzles either. So a compost tea is different, where you might need to have really large nozzles, but with a worm liquid, it's highly bacterial and it actually increases the fungi in your soil. There is fungi in it, but the bacteria are so small and the fungi is more, it's not your strands of fungi, it's your spores. So it's a really easy product to use.
Well, I'm a passionate gardener as well as being passionate about agriculture, so I can't wait to hear more about NutriSoil in episode 2. Great to talk to you, Nicola.
Thanks, Libby.